Friday, we'll be broadcasting from the Epicurean Hotel, where Galvin and I will be in our Chop Challenge.
I love
it. They got a full TV studio, double kitchen. We need to get headset microphones so that we can
officially
operate.
They have them here.
So we can operate while we, we're cooking.
Now, how is that going to look over my chef's hat, though?
Wear it under, I think. It'll fit.
Okay.
What, so they'll give us, what are we making, just one course? I think just one course would be sufficient, don't you?
Well, I think no, they give you ingredients.
Do
yeah, and you
gotta
do like,
an appetizer. Yeah. We got to do a main course, and then
we're also on the radio. I don't think we're going to have time to do all that. How about if we just do a dinner and dessert? A main course and a dessert.
I don't know, why don't we see what they say?
Well, we don't have all the time that they have, and plus it's going to be, we have to do a show in between.
Yeah.
We're probably only going to be able to do this like from 8 o'clock on.
Probably better to do appetizer and main course then, because dessert usually takes a lot longer. I mean, I know, because I cook and bake a lot and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know. By those cupcakes that you bought at Publix and then tried to convince us for a year that you made them. Until Jenny ratted you out.
I don't care what she says. She's
Jenny ratted
liar.
You out?
I don't know whether she did or not, but
not
she's
cool,
a liar.
Jenny.
She lies a lot.
That'll be going on this Friday. We should see if Ian wants to be the third celebrity judge.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
We got Bert Kreischer. We got Carlos Mencia.
Are you guys going to be cooking and talking?
Yeah, that's why I don't want to do three courses.
Oh, man, that is going to be challenging.
Yeah. I figured with you and Carmen and Rob and Carlos and Bert, there'll be enough talking
Absolutely.
Going on. And then Galvin and I will be over there cooking. And then people got to try our meal.
Let me just point out those cupcakes are far superior to your pickles.
You've never had my pickles.
Nobody has.
You haven't, but
nobody
this group
has.
What am I supposed to do? Take them out of the mouths of my clients? Out of my customers?
Oh, okay. I will pay for a jar of your pickles. How much are they?
There's a waiting list right now.
There's a waiting list.
There's a waiting list.
Oh, I'd love to see
that
list.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
How about this? I'll brew up a special batch.
You're going to brew some pickles.
I'm going to brew up a special batch.
That's how you
cold for when we come back from the cruise.
Okay.
I'll set them before we go on the cruise.
Uh-huh.
By the time we get back, they should be ripe and ready.
Will you then forget them?
Well, it's after he cultivated them.
Yeah. You cultivate them, you brew them, set them and forget them.
Don't let the recipe get out there.
All right.
Yeah, secret, okay? Family
I feel like
secret.
I'm mocking you.
What are just some of the things that you're putting in your brine? Is that, I don't know.
What
is
a
proper
brine?
Term?
Yeah, I don't even know what that
brine.
Is.
Yeah, you got to brine it before you put it in.
I didn't even know that.
Before you put it in.
You got to
brine it before you put the pickles in?
Before you put the vegetables in. Depends on what you're pickling. You don't necessarily have to pickle cucumbers.
Oh, I would like pickles, like regular pickles.
Okay.
So what would you use there?
Do you want the garlicky ones, spicy ones?
Ooh. What's the top seller?
The spicy garlic.
Spicy garlic.
Yeah,
by
delicious.
Far.
Okay.
By far.
What are some of the things you put in your brine for the spicy garlic?
Spice? Garlic?
What kind of...
And brine.
Besides...
Well, I don't want to give out my whole recipe.
I think there's probably more than a couple things.
Some vinegar.
Vinegar. Okay, that's in every brine.
Some Italian spices.
Mm-hmm. Like the Papa John's packet?
No. Special sea salts.
Sea salts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't know.
No, I don't. Yeah. I would love to learn a little bit more about it.
Next thing you're going to have Galvin's pickles.
No.
And there'll be some sort of
I already have Galvin's pickles. They're the same fake pickles you use. I use the same fake supplier.
You have jars? You have jars?
I got jars. I put mine in decanters.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's a wine decanter, and I just shove pickles in there.
I don't know how that helps the pickling process.
You smash the jar to get to the pickles. You got to pick through some glass, but it's worth it.
My glass-free pickles will be available to you.
What do you put yours in?
I put them in mason jars.
Mason jars, and they're not glass.
Yeah, they're glass.
Oh, they're glass. You don't have
no glass in the pickle. Yeah,
gotcha.
Then I close them. I seal them.
Uh huh.
And I put our label on it.
Approximately how long do you leave the cucumbers in the
seven?
Seven what?
To 10 days.
In the mind, 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
That does not seem like enough time. Now, do you heat them or do you freeze?
No.
You don't heat.
Either.
You don't heat
room
the
temperature.
You room temperature.
Flash heat and then
just
flash freeze them.
And you just leave them in there for 7 to 10 days.
Not frying them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fried pickles are my favorite.
Fried pickles.
Of course.
We're working on that, Carmen, to make them available to the public, fried pickles.
Okay. How much of those are patties? What do a basket of fried pickles go for?
They actually just take a whole big dill pickle and fry that. So you bite into the fry.
That sounds delightful.
Juices everywhere.
Hot grease and pickle juice.
Ouch.
They're also playing there on Friday. Hot Grease and Pickle Juice.
Yeah.
It's a two-man group. They play there every Friday at Patty's and Plant City.
They're really good, by the way.
It's a different pickle juice than normal. They had to let other pickle juice go. So it's hot grease and pickle juice.
Yeah, it's second pickle juice.
No. Right.
Nope.
Hot and garlic pickle juice.
Original pickle juice died of hoof and mouth disease from wearing barefoot in there and stepped on a rusty nail.
And he had no health insurance. It's easily fixed. Just some antibiotics, but he had no health insurance. Killed over right during the bar.
They have a little tribute to him. Kept on pouring wild turkey on his foot. Didn't work.
You see a smiley face and a hoof drawn on the floor. That's where he landed right there.
Sad.
God rest in peace, hoof and mouth.
Bye, Gary.
Pickle juice. Gary Pickle Juice Johnson. So I'll have pickles for you when we come back. Okay?
Okay. Right, what day?
If we leave on Saturday to Saturday, that's 7 days, then 10 days, and sometimes I got test of tenderness. So it could be like Wednesday.
Could be or will be.
Depends on if the pickles are ready. Sometimes the sun plays
Let's
games.
Be safe and say that Friday.
Okay.
Well, as a celebration, can you put that in the calendar?
Friday pickle tasting.
Yes.
That would be Friday, October 7th.
It's my dad's birthday.
All right, I'm putting it out.
I might give him some for his birthday that day.
All right.
Pop made these pickles for you. They're going to be available for sale starting in November.
Oh, starting in November? So what is this wait list that we're on?
Those are the mail order ones.
And those are free?
No, they're for sale also, but they're going to be for sale in retail.
Oh, who's picking them up?
Felice's in Palm Harbor. Felice's Pork Store. We'll be carrying them.
Yeah.
They're the first on the list.
Anywhere near me?
You are, I think, where you are. Yeah, in Tampa. No, we don't have a location near you.
I will travel for pickles.
You will?
I have that bumper sticker.
I put the pickle tasting in for 7:30. Do you think we should move it to, is that a 7:30 segment, or do you think you'd like it in the 8 o'clock?
You know, whatever you guys feel. Why don't you just call it that day? If you're like, I feel like having a pickle right now.
Right.
Well, then I'll bust open a jar. I made a special one for you, Rob.
It's in the calendar. I just got the
pickles.
Calendar.
You got it in the calendar?
Rob sent out the notification for the calendar.
I got Rob the special butter pickles.
Mm-hmm. But or what?
No, not butter.
Oh.
Butter.
Okay.
It's a special, it's not spicy at all. It's delicious.
Buttery?
You won't even know until it's a buttery aftertaste.
Oh, gotcha.
You won't see butter on the pickle or anything.
Right, yeah.
You taste it and you're like, oh, damn, what is that? That's butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Oh, you're asking too much now. Carmen?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
Chocolate pickles.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gotten potato pickle.
Pickled potatoes. Mm. What in the world could that mean? Chick-fil-A soaks
it's
there?
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, we know. They soak their chicken in pickle brine. Yeah.
That's how you spell filet?
Oh, I mean, I can change to an E, but I don't think...
Well, but before I had Chick-fil-A, now it's just Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Now
I'm
know
I'm
it.
Typing fast. It's but you chick. Know what I mean.
No, I didn't. I actually read it. I said Chick-fil-A soaks their chicks. What does that mean?
It's X because I've...
It's, you don't know how to spell chick?
Chick, that's how
like for Chick-fil-A?
When you are a server, that's how you write chicken down.
Okay, well, you're not serving right now.
Okay, well, that's...
You're past that job. You're trying to get out of that job.
Embedded into my brain, that's how I write it.
Oh, so. there's no room to embed anything else in that brain.
By the way, when she first wrote it, I thought of Chick's Master Fiat.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
It said Chick-fil-A. I thought that was somebody on the Lightning, Chick-fil-A. He was a new coach.
He's great. He's
Lightning
really
hired Chick-fil-A as a defensive coach.
You're welcome.
Chick-fil-A soaks their chicken in pickle brine.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate your call without calling.
I'm just going to let him stay there.
That's fine. I just don't know what that has to do with what we're talking about.
Pickles.
Yeah. Okay. So what does that have to do with what we're talking about, Robert?
So he's saying when...
I'm just wondering what you do with your brine afterwards. Are you going to sell it to Chick-fil-A and give them a better brine?
Oh, it's unclean at that point.
Are you going to do Thanksgiving turkey with it? Maybe be different?
I find that it makes the turkey a little rough. I don't like it. I tried it once before.
Do Turk-fil-A? I don't know.
Turk-fil-A.
It makes the turkey rough.
Thank you, Robert.
Do you notice that?
Yeah.
What is the
texture?
What do you mean? The texture is
rubbery.
Rough?
It's like rubbery. Mm-hmm.
Rubbery.
I thought the salt was supposed to kind of break it down and tender.
It doesn't, though. Surprisingly, it doesn't.
It actually makes it very moist. Everybody who's ever put chicken or turkey in a brine whenever they cooked it.
My brine is different. Salt.
The whole reason for putting turkey in brine is to
soften it.
Make it not rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that again. It didn't work. It made it rough.
It.
Wow. All right. Now I got to bring Ian Beckles in, but we've gotten so far into pickle talk.
It sounds almost like you don't know anything about pickles.
Or you don't know anything about pickles. So how do you know what I know about pickles?
I knew what brine was. I know what brine does.
I know what brine is.
Is it a liquid or is it a solid?
It's a liquid. Liquid you have to make. Man, you're talking to me. This is like if Joey Redner was here. Would you talk to him about how he brews the beer? Did you talk to him about how he makes local beer?
No, because he actually does it.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Man, whatever. You want him to bring his sales records in here for you, too?
If I had something tangible, if anybody's ever seen a jar of Pete Pickles.
Pete's Pickles, not Pete Pickles.
Yeah.
Pete's Pickles.
Fictitious Pickles is what you should call them.
Tomorrow I'm going to bring in some pickles for everybody. Except Galvin.
That's fine.
If anybody shares their pickles with Galvin, they're fired.
I don't need to try them. I would love to just see them.
October 7th.
Yep. I'm not sharing.
That's when your order comes in.
Okay. Got that big list.
What?
Got that big list.
Maybe I'll give them to you for Christmas. How do you like that? What, Carmen?
I don't know. I was really looking forward to pickles. No? Okay. Whatever.
You have a cruise this week. The last thing you need to do is fill your body with salts.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to be all bloated.
Oh, my God.
I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. I'm your friend.
Yeah, it is sea salt, though.
Each other things.
What's that?
It is sea salt, you said,
so it will make me float in the ocean.
Yeah, perfect. Go
in
with that.
In case you throw me over.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.